Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
He's the great Freddie Roach. Keith, one time Thurman.
He's the one and only Michael Buffer.
Tracy Morgan, how you doing, man?
He is the man, Ryan Garcia. He's got a big fight coming up on Valentine's Day on DAZN. He is the dream, Devin Haney, one of the most promising and exciting up-and-coming fighters in the game. It's the takeover. Teofimo Lopez rocking the Brooklyn Dodgers jersey, and he joins us here.
Here with the man, Anthony Joshua. What's up? And we're going to talk some boxeo.
He's the baddest man on the planet. He's Mike Tyson. He's joining us right now. Mike, thank you so much for taking some time out of your training schedule.
Pleasure, brother.
How about that intro? It's a very special edition of Inside Boxing Live. I'm your host, as always, Dan Canobio. Today, we are celebrating episode number 100 of Inside Boxing Live. What a ride it's been since September 2017 when we brought this show into existence on the Monday after Triple G Canelo won. Wow. We've been two different studios. We've been at big-time fights. Weigh-in. We've done the show from weigh-ins. We've done the show from press conferences. We've had Mike Tyson on the show, as you just saw. You know, so many big names and so many just great times doing this show. And it's going to be a celebratory episode here. You're going to hear from a lot of people are going to check in. Some special guests, some cameos. I mean, have Brian Campbell on the show. Brian Campbell will be making his 12th appearance here on Inside Boxing Live. He's accounted for 12%. This is not a math pod. This is a boxing pod. But if my math is correct, Brian Campbell has been a very big part of this show. So we'll catch up with him, get his thoughts on Manny Pacquiao, who's still fighting here in 2021, Canelo Alvarez, and just boxing as a whole with Brian Campbell, one of my best friends in boxing and a great guy. Some housekeeping notes here before we get into the show. Now, Pluto TV, I've been talking about this nonstop on Twitter and on the show. Pluto TV has a boxing channel now, channel 728, where you're going to be able to catch this show every single Thursday at 4 o'clock. Now, Pluto TV has been along with us since 2017. The show has been airing on Pluto for a long time, but now they have a boxing channel where you can catch live fights. You're going to catch classic fights, documentaries, boxing movies, and this show every single Thursday, 4 o'clock, channel 728. The show is going to continue to air on the Fubo Sports Network Fridays at 4 p.m., Fubo Sports Network. And, of course, you can get the show on Apple Podcasts, YouTube. Throw us a like, subscribe, all that fun stuff. And this episode is brought to you by the Fit Warrior brand. Love working with the Fit Warrior brand. You've seen Teofimo rocking it, Xander Zayas, up and down the list. Jermell Herring rocks it. Fit Warrior brand is the premier clothing line in boxing, and I'm very excited for them to hop on board for this celebratory episode. Wow. Okay, let's get into some of the fights. I got to calm down a little bit. I'm jacked up. Episode 100 has got me amped, and boxing is coming back. Boxing, we've had a little bit of a break last weekend. It was the bare knuckle variety, which was an awesome show. I am not a person. I am a feeling. Britton Hart, shout out to you. And then we had Jose Canseco taking a dive in the Rough and Rowdy ring. I made $1 million. Jose Canseco's touching M's like Danny Jacobs, probably making more than your favorite fighter. But now we have real fights coming up this weekend. We're back. Joe Smith Jr., I would arguably say, is the biggest fight of the weekend over on ESPN. Goes Maxim Vlasov. It's for the vacant WBO lightweight title. A fight that has major implications, not just because Joe Smith is a fellow Long Islander like myself. A shout out to Joe Smith's tree service. If he wins, we will do that interview up in a tree. But Joe Smith's fighting Maxim Vlasov, and if he wins, and Artur Beterbiev finally gets into the ring and gets past his mandatory, we're setting ourselves up for a unification bout sometime in the summer, probably at Madison Square Garden. That's a violent fight, Joe Smith Jr. and Artur Beterbiev for the 175-pound unification. Love that fight this weekend. It's Joe Smith, the power-punching of Smith Jr., and what he's able to do, he's coming into his own as a boxer as well, but has those heavy hands. Maxim Vlasov is, he'll say it himself, Joe Smith is a bigger puncher than I am, but I'm a boxer and I can do other things in the ring. So that is probably the biggest fight of the weekend over on ESPN. Over on DAZN, Jojo Diaz finally in the ring again. He hasn't fought since that last card, last Super Bowl over in Miami. I was in attendance for that. Going up against Shavadan Rakhimov. And this is for Jojo Diaz IBF belt there at 130 pounds. Another fight where it's Diaz, the technical, sound, selective fighter. Rakhimov is a brawler, man. If you don't know about this guy, you better learn. Now, he has stopped 10 of his last 11 opponents. He averages close to 70 punches a round. He's a power-punching machine. A majority of his punches thrown and landed per round are power punches. Love this matchup. Two southpaws. Get a better picture of what's going on at the 130-pound division. Underrated division. So, Jojo Diaz is picked up a belt. Great personality in boxing. Really good fight over on DAZN. Another great fight on DAZN this weekend. Brian Castano versus Patrick Teixeira. This fight has been being rumored for months, been years on end. So we get the some clarity on the last belt remaining that doesn't belong to Jermell Charlo. Brian Castano over on the PB side of things, PBC side of things. Patrick Teixeira with Top Rank if you're into that type of jazz. But it's Teixeira's WBO belt that's on the line. Another barn burner of a fight. Castano and Teixeira are 1-2 in punches thrown per round. These guys throw punches and they land punches. Brian Castano is number one at 154-pound weight class in punches landed per round. He's beaten southpaws before, Castano, so he's not going to be up for a tall task. He's been in there with some tall, lanky fighters like Teixeira. Great fight. This is a can't-miss fight. Over on DAZN. There are a lot of moving parts this weekend. There are plenty of fights to go around. Josh Warrington is in action. Richard Comey versus Jackson Marinez. Richard Comey hasn't fought since that fight against Teofimo Lopez. Jackson Marinez is the guy who fought Rolly Romero in Rolly Romero's previous fight. And many thought that he beat Rolly Romero. Love that fight. Jared Anderson, a very promising heavyweight in Top Rank stable, is in action on the undercard. And Elvis Rodriguez, probably the prospect of the year for 2020, a guy that many want to see flourish. Elvis Rodriguez, really good fights, up and down the list. Not the biggest names, but I think you're going to get a lot of quality this weekend. And of course, next week, you know, Burchelt, Valdez, you got Broner coming back. A lot going on in the world of boxing. Some rumors, some news and notes. Manny Pacquiao says he's back in training camp. Who is it going to be against? You know, I threw it out there, and we're going to talk about with Brian Campbell about the name we want to see. I want to see Manny Pacquiao fight Ryan Garcia. Is it the most even fight? Probably not. It's a fight that brings buzz to the sport. It won't be an exhibition. This isn't a YouTuber fight. It's a somewhat legit fight because you take a look at it. Ryan Garcia is 4 or 5 inches taller than Pacquiao. They walk around the same weight. I think it's a great fight, but there are other names being thrown into the mix. Mikey Garcia for the 100th time, which I think will be a good fight, but it's not a fight that I'm super excited for. It's not a fight that I'm going to go wild for, Manny Pacquiao versus Mikey Garcia, especially if, let's just say Pacquiao, this is his last fight. Who knows what can go on with him? The guy's 42 years old. So you're telling me the last fight of Manny Pacquiao's career, you want to see him fight Mikey Garcia? I like the fight, but it's not something that I'm crazy about. If you're keeping up with this Mark Breland and Deontay Wilder stuff, man, I really don't want to get into all that. I think that both sides have exhausted themselves on either side of it. Deontay Wilder still talking about all the conspiracies. Breland has to defend his honor, one of the nicest guys and one of the most respected men in all of boxing, Mark Breland. But man, that's an ugly situation, and it's just getting uglier by the second. Hopefully we can have a fight date for Deontay Wilder. So that's what's going on in the world of boxing between news and notes and what's going on in the ring this weekend. Coming up next, Mr. Brian Campbell, his 12th appearance on Inside Boxing Live. Here he is.
Hey, Dan. It's Ariel. I just wanted to congratulate you on 100 episodes. That's a huge milestone. Mazel tov. That's a really big deal, and it's very well deserved. You're doing great work, my man. As we've talked in the past, boxing needs voices like you. They need shows like yours, and you're working your butt off. You're producing great content, getting great guests. You're doing exactly what you set your mind to, and it's awesome to see. So I'm a big fan of the show. I'm a big fan of yours. I wish you the best. I hope for 500 more episodes, 1,000 more episodes. Keep it up, my man. Keep working hard. Keep being different. Keep being professional. Keep asking those questions. Keep thinking outside the box, being unique. It's all going great, and it's all going according to plan. So keep it up. Congratulations again, and all the best to you.
Hey guys, what's happening? Mick Conlon here. Just want to give a huge shout out to Inside Boxing for their 100th show coming up here tomorrow. So congratulations, Dan, and all the team. Keep doing what you're doing, guys. All the best.
Our next interview is brought to you by the Fit Warrior brand, proudly serving boxing's next generation of stars since 2016. Go check them out at FTWR.com. Now, obviously, on our 100th episode, I've been here for all 100 episodes. But this man that's joining us right now accounts for 12% of Inside Boxing Live, making his record-breaking 12th appearance. There's no one I'd rather have on this special show than the Brian Campbell. Brian, gold jacket's in the mail, I swear. It's coming.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I'm such a fabric of this show. You said, no, don't send in a video. I need you on the show live. I love it. I consider myself an honorary Kenobio. I've got to be higher up in the rankings than that, like, bootleg school teaching brother. And then, you know, like, I've got to be, like, right below Nick, who's probably the backbone of this family at the moment.
Damn right he is. He is the backbone of this show. But, yes.
Well, congratulations, just the same, on 100. You and Wilt Chamberlain, this is great. What great company, right?
I am putting up Wilt Chamberlain numbers. That's for another time. But I went back and listened to our first interview we did together, episode 3, 2017. These are the topics we were talking about. We were talking about Arizona Lara's defenses at 154. We were talking about Lomachenko versus Rigondeaux. And then I ended the interview when I said, Brian, doesn't it seem like the politics of boxing are starting to thaw out, and we're going to get some big fights because no longer everyone's going to play nice. Hilarious, because that's clearly not happening.
You know, it would be great if, like, even fighters in the same managerial stable were actually just willing to fight each other, right? That'd be great. It'd be so much easier.
You know? I know. I digress. But I'm going to start with Manny Pacquiao. Who should Manny Pacquiao fight next, and why is it Ryan Garcia?
It's 100% Ryan Garcia. This was a unique idea, very similar to Oscar versus Manny Pacquiao in 2008, which was what, from Larry Merchant's lips to our ear holes. We're like, I never even thought of that. What a great idea. It propelled Manny to pay-per-view superstardom. It was a super fight. This has a lot of those same things going on, only, you know, it's almost a bad matchup for Ryan Garcia in some ways, yet it's the perfect matchup. So the fact that you really don't know what it's going to look like with this younger guy, 5 inches taller, with insane speed and power, yet some obvious vulnerabilities going against a guy who's a legend, and although he hasn't been in there in 2 years, I don't know, man. I kind of really need to see what this is going to look like. And in every category across the board, it's the perfect fight. And sometimes you need this passing of the torch, only I'm not sure Manny's ready to let that torch go. And it was the same thing. I just happened to randomly watch the Keith Thurman-Manny Pacquiao fight from 2019, which was such a sneaky classic, yep. Like a really damn good fight, mm-hmm. at the pay-per-view level. I would love to see Rye Guy just step into that even more than seeing him do what in reality he should do, which is just fight all the other really huge young names at 135. But you know what? There's like politics in the way of that.
Yeah.
Right, Manny, I don't think there's politics. Manny's the old guy free agent. He's like the Miguel Cotto role of I fight for whoever gives me enough money. Make the damn fight, boxing. Oscar, don't force Rye Guy to do what Canelo had to do, Oscar, all right? Just give him this fight already. Thank you. That's my piece.
I've been getting dragged on Twitter because I like this fight. I'll admit it. I'm intrigued by it. Manny Pacquiao has, what, one or two more fights? You're telling me that you're going to get excited or potentially the last fight of Manny Pacquiao's career is going to be against Mikey Garcia, which is a good fight in its own. It's a technical fight. It's a fun fight. They're probably the same size. It's Pacquiao's a smaller welterweight. Obviously, Mikey Garcia is not a welterweight. It's intriguing, but it doesn't excite me. It doesn't make me say, it doesn't have my friends texting me nonstop like they were when Ryan Garcia was penciled in. On the other side of things, we'll talk a little bit about Canelo Alvarez. We'll talk a little bit about 2021. What's going to make it a successful year? We've got more Inside Boxing Live.
Hello, I'm Jim Lampley. For more than 30 years, one of my best friends in boxing has been the entire organization of CompuBox. And now, as CompuBox approaches an important anniversary, regarding CompuBox TV. I want to congratulate all of the Kenobios, the whole family, on everything they've accomplished in putting that together, and thank them for all the support they provided me with over the years. Thanks again.
What up? It's your man, Teofimo Lopez, and I'm here to congratulate CompuBox, Inside Boxing Live, Dan, and Bob for their 100th episode. Congratulations to you guys. You guys are a dynamic duo together. Much love and respect. Thank you guys for always having me on your show, and I look forward to many more.
Okay, we're back with 12-time Inside Boxing Live guest Brian Campbell, and we're talking Boxeo. We want to talk Canelo, or do we want to talk... Let's talk about what makes 2021 a successful year, in Brian Campbell's estimation, in the world of Boxeo.
Well, you know, it's the same thing I would tell you ahead of every year. If the best fight the best, and we get that perfect mix of, you know, the hardcore fights that we need, and I think we're going to get that with things like Chocolatito, Juan Francisco Estrada 2, mixed with those crossover super fights that re-energize the sport. And Dano, for all things that have been, you know, horrible about the sport of late with the quarantine and with you know, not getting what we normally get, if we get Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua and have the potential to get it twice this year, I mean, I mean, I know we do this every year, right? We get sucked into, well, it's a new year, it can't be as bad as last year. So if we get these guys, I mean, this is the biggest fight in boxing, heavyweights, the undisputed, their stars, the England factor. Yeah, it could be a great year. But I'm going to be honest, though, there are people who have to start putting their best foot forward, including, you know, people that I'm remotely close with cashing checks on. You know, I'd like to see the PBC on Fox vehicle be used a little bit more seriously. I love me some Showtime boxing. I'm waiting to see that schedule. Let's get it going. You know, let's get some fights on the calendar. But, you know, if they do that in the end, Terence Crawford's schedule is going to be very interesting, knowing that it likely ends his top ranked deal. And then where does he go from there? You know, some people are saying, are we seeing Porter Crawford next? I mean, look, there's some, you know, Spence, Ugas, there's some good fights.
No, there are. It's the year of unification. I talked about this last week. There are six unification bouts that are very close to being made. Obviously, Tyson Fury versus Anthony Joshua is the fight that gets made. Everything else falls into place. Canelo Alvarez is in unification bouts. Spence Ugas, is a unification bout. Ramirez versus Taylor. You know, go down the list, Chocolatito versus Estrada. I'm probably leaving some out, but there are at least six. When have we ever got six unification bouts? Unification bouts then lead to undisputed bouts. That's all good. I mean, we're going to have to wait out these first couple of weeks. It's been a little slow to start 2021. Business is going to pick up, to take the steel line from Brian Campbell. Business is going to pick up.
You mentioned a guy's name, Canelo Alvarez.
Yeah, I heard of him.
Big Red, Saul. Very interesting that he's got his wife's eyes tattooed on his arm. Very weird, but we're not going to judge him on that. What I did want to say is, for all the, you know, he's got two fights coming up in the next few months that I care about both. And, I certainly care about his free agency status and where he's going. Do you feel what I feel, that the long-term super fight for Canelo, in which, like, it'll sell great and I'm not sure if he's going to win it, could end up being Jermall Charlo? Like,
yes.
That could be the guy, the real guy. Like, he could fight Golovkin a third time. Maybe he'd fight Andrade. I don't know. There's some tough tests along the line. Same thing with Plant and Benavidez. But above all of those names, give me Jermall Charlo. I don't know what that fight looks like, Dan. I may need to see that. Can
it's,
you help me
it's
make that
Charlo
fight?
And it's Benavidez over on the PBC side of things. Plant is – I just don't know what Plant is, and I think that's because of his own doing. You know, these three defenses have been, you know, lackluster, and he's got the skills, Plant. I mean, he can give Canelo fits in there, but – the things that excite me. We're talking about things that we're going to get excited about. Pacquiao, Ryan Garcia excites me. Those types of fights. Jermall Charlo versus Canelo Alvarez excites me. David Benavidez versus Canelo Alvarez excites me. And what we've seen for Canelo is he's not afraid of these challenges. Everyone's just fixated on what he's doing this year. You know, what is he doing in these next three fights? There's a next year. There's a 2022 down there. And Canelo Alvarez has shown that he's going to take on all comers. There are a lot of things to be excited about. I'm always excited when you come on this show. We're going to have to cut it a little bit shorter because we have a lot to roll out. But I wanted to get you on in all seriousness. You're a good friend. You're a confidant. I seek your advice for a lot of things, and you've been on the show a lot. You bring the laughs and the boxing intelligence every single time. I appreciate you, Brian Campbell, for coming on the show.
We don't in the boxing media game. There's not many brethren. You know, that was, I appreciate this moment. Thank you, and I do try to give you advice on everything except women. You're on your own.
We do have that magical time in California, Los Angeles, around Spence Porter.
We'll break that down on the Patreon version of Inside Coffee Box Live today.
I love it, man. You're the best. Thank you for coming on, and I hope to you do 12 more appearances, 24
here's
more
to,
appearances.
Here's to 100 more episodes. That's all I can give you, though, okay? Thank you.
100 episodes of Inside Boxing Live. Congratulations to all Kenobios, Dan, Nick, and, of course, El Padre, Il Padrino, the great Bob, the patriarch, who started this crazy ride with the family of boxing stats and now media personalities. Guys, listen, it's an accomplishment just to have sustained excellence. That alone, 100, cento, God bless. Many more, much success ahead. We love you. You are a part of our fraternity. Many great years of Inside Boxing Live ahead. But for now, pause and celebrate. I salute you.
A late night shout out to my boys, the Kenobios. Many know them as the CompuBox guys, but they're one of the first families of boxing. They're my family. Nick, Danny Boy, congratulations on 100 episodes of Inside Boxing Live. Proud and happy that I was one of your first guests and a recurring guest over the years. Many more years at the top of our beloved but miserable sport. I love you guys.
Okay, thank you everyone. These are the 100 balloons. We're going to set them free. 100 episodes of Inside Boxing Live. A special thanks to everyone who just joined there. Jim Lampley, Teofimo Lopez, Ariel Helwani, Joe Tessitore, Lou DiBella, Mick Conlin, you guys are the best. I appreciate it for you sending those messages. And the loyal listeners. I wouldn't have a show without these listeners. You know who you are. David Cushing, Leo Davila, MGC Speaks, Rod Deluxe, Alex Godinez in the 80K crew, Jose Panchito Esparza, I see you, Richard Diocio, Austin McBee, B-Sample, Bloke, Paulo Vega, Herman Figueroa. You guys have been rocking with Inside Boxing Live since day one. And I can't do the show without my crew here. It's a family affair at Inside Boxing Live. Bob Kenobio, the creator of CompuBox, the executive producer, the big kahuna, always giving me notes, giving me encouragement. I appreciate that. And Nick Kenobio. You don't know the name, but you should. He's the vice president of CompuBox, and he is the guy behind the scenes doing this show. He is the editor. He is the sound guy. When there's a fire, he puts it out. He makes me look pretty every single week. There would be no show without Nick and me pestering him every single day. Is the show ready? Do you have the snippets? Where is it? I need it. Where is it? Nick, come on. He's probably very tired of me, but 100 shows is no small feat, especially in the world of boxing. I had so much fun. But I couldn't do it without my family. I couldn't do it without my mom. Steel Kenobio, she designed this set that is excellent. Everyone giving me support for these 100 episodes. It may not seem a lot to you, but it is a lot to me. We started this from scratch. So I always wanted to be in front of the camera instead of behind it. I always want to bring positive and unique boxing content to you. And that's what I think this show is every single week. I enjoy doing it. I'm going to do it for 100 more episodes. So many great memories. We've talked to Mike Tyson. That was a thrill. Meeting Tracy Morgan at a fight, getting his phone number, and then calling him out of the blue and getting him on the show while he was going through a Wendy's drive-through highlight of the show. I mean, so many good times over the years, and I think this is going to be a big year. 2021 going to be a big year in boxing. I love doing the show. Going to keep doing the show every single week. Next week, Adrian Broner is back. Burt Schelt versus Valdez. So much more. Thank you, everyone, for 100 episodes of Inside Boxing Live. I'll see you next week.